In general, I think everything went really well, so no complaints there whatsoever. Kind of walking through piece by piece here, the assignments from the past week. The cruise all reading is what we're going to do every week, and most of you did a great job. You may notice I go in there and I do read everything in there. In some cases, I reply and respond back. In some cases, I'll make a mark that I agree and kind of upvote it, or kind of second that I would like to see responses to a particular question. That doesn't really impact your grades. If I didn't do that for your post, it doesn't mean I didn't like it or anything like that. I just, for whatever reason, some other post struck me as interesting at the moment and I wanted to know more about it, or I thought it was really good. But it doesn't mean that impacts your grade, good or bad. I just found it really interesting. Really in the reading and even in the discussions, like the activity is what I look for, like a lot of engagement. I hope you find the readings to be interesting, if nothing else, right? And I say it that way because I kind of want to move on to the discussion board. Everyone did fine. I'm going to tell you some tips for the upcoming weeks. I think the piece that I want to highlight, just if nothing else, to assuage some anxiety, right? I want to talk about the spiritual dimension of work. Is we get locked into I go to work, I have a job, I go to work, I make money, I spend the money, and I get sort of stuck in this endless loop, and it's really not fulfilling. One of the things in the research I've done, not just for this class, but in general, and it'll come up later in the course. There's a philosopher by the name of Tom Morris, who used to be a faculty member at Notre Dame University, and he wrote a book called What If Aristotle Ran General Motors. And he based it on the sort of classical Greek virtues or transcendental virtues of truth, goodness, and beauty. And at the end of the book, he added in this concept of unity, like a fourth Greek virtue, where all these sort of things are tied together. And he thought that was really important for organizations and how they work, for teamwork, for having vision, for working together. And I think that's the piece I want you to think through, right? It's not necessarily a specific faith, a specific religion. We'll talk about those things off and on in the course because they do feed into this, but I would just offer for those of you that are not faith-based in that way, is even sort of secular humanists have to have a transcendental vision to sort of get up in the morning and do stuff that you think is meaningful and purposeful. And that is kind of the point in the course, right? The good life is not necessarily like being happy all the time or having all your pleasures fulfilled. It's to be able to get up and feel fulfilled and wanting to keep motivated to keep going forward. And not just for everyone else, but for yourself, right? And we will see later in the course, there are connections. What does this mean for how I interact with others? But the good life is really for you, right? Something that you would say, yes, and this is a life I want to lead. And that's kind of why I did the lifestyle inventory question. I found that in a text that I may start using. I haven't decided. I'm going to kind of see how your responses go at the end of the course. But there's lots of ways we try to evaluate, quote unquote, our happiness. We're in a good life, physically, mentally, socially, financially. And I'm going to tell you a little trick here. The Gallup poll people, right? The ones they, do polling stations and they report all this data, put together a book on well-being, and just to kind of help you calibrate going forward. If you scored your life, or any of those sections, 7 to 10, you are thriving. You're doing a fantastic job. If you are 4 and below, you are suffering. There's something really bothering in your life. And if you were anywhere like 5 to 6, it's really struggling. Like, oh, okay, I have issues. There's things I need to fix. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the world, right? And none of us are always at the top of the scale, right? Some of us are at the bottom of the scale. And that means for us, we want to pick ourselves up out of it. And we'll find out later, sometimes people play a role in how we get out of that. But if you're in the middle, it's pretty normal. Like, I think a lot of times we try to rate our life at a 9 or a 10. And that's a mistake. You're never going to have a 9 and 10. You may have pieces of your life at 9s and 10s, but you're not going to maintain it, right? And we need to kind of get ourselves wrapped around that. A good life has a lot more to do with gratitude, contentment, equanimity, and that's the kind of thing I hope you get out of the course. So keep up the good work. As we look at week two, you're going to find a different kind of exercise. There's going to be perusal readings, but make sure you are really engaging with each other. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can't just have your one post discussion board. You need to be posting a lot. And by a lot, I mean at least two other replies, at least, because there's about 30 of you in the course, 10% is three people. So I need you to post and at least reply to two to three other people just to really get the conversation going. I really wanted to use a rating system on this and have you guys do the rating. So hopefully you noticed that in the discussion post that you could rate things. And I didn't call attention to it on the introduction, so that's my fault. But if you really are getting a handle on this, we'll start using the rating system in the next few weeks. But otherwise, you guys are doing a great job.